past you, because you've done extraordinary things in the dressing room beforehand. You've read from Kipling and things like that.
Basically, we've talked about things that happen in everyday life. People like Robert the Bruce, who's buried in Dunfermline Abbey. Andrew Carnegie, who made his million and is well remembered in Dunfermline. Just about the history of Dunfermline town itself and how important it is to the fans.
I'm going to cheer you up because you've been sitting watching the goals again. I know you could just watch them, probably will watch them for the rest of the night. Here's the winner. What are you doing at that moment?
I think I banged my head in the dugout trying to get out, to be quite honest. It was a great goal from Eric Ferguson, a great cross from Stuart Beattie. Things that I've been practising at training, and to see them come off during a match situation is very pleasing indeed.
It was absolutely super, because you were actually under the colour a wee bit at that stage of the match.
Celtic, the second half, played very well. They're a very difficult team to mark because of the type of football they play. You know, they attack from all angles, and it was great to survive the pressure, then go out and score a goal.
It's a great romantic football story. Second division, first division, now Premier League, and beating the league leaders. What have you brought to Dunfermline? It doesn't happen by magic.
I can remember going to see the great Dunfermline teams of the 60s, Jock Steen, George Farn, Willie Cunningham's days, winning in Europe and winning in the Scottish Cup days. I think I've brought a bit of pride in the jersey back. I'm one of the old type managers where the jersey is the most important thing to me, and especially when it's a Dunfermline jersey.
Jim, can I ask you one question? We've been asking viewers to write into us with questions for our guests, and we've got a viewer's letter here from GM Pratt of Largs. He said, I would indict the league for a season with a 25% casualty rate in the Premier Division and a 1 in 12 chance of coming up. Now, after this start, people, you might be thinking you could possibly win the league, but I mean, in reality, it's about survival this season. Do you think it's fair, three going down?
if we're one of the three, it's not fair. it's going to be very difficult this year. To stay up, you have to be above teams like Hibs, St Mirren, Motherwell. These are the teams that will be involved in our section of the league. It's a difficult one to ask. People complain about too many games per year. I'd be quite happy if they kept it at 12.
Yeah.
Just now.
Quickly, Jim, 11,000 tickets, I'm told, went this morning for Wednesday's match against Rangers. In a line, is it going to be an Old Firm double for Dunfermline?
It'll be a difficult game on Wednesday. We'll be trying our best. We have to thank Aberdeen Football Club. They've done a great job getting tickets to us today, Mr. Taggart for Aberdeen. They all sold, I think, within 2 hours of them going on sale this morning. And it's great to see Dunfermline people coming back and supporting the team.
Great to see Dunfermline back. Hang about, Jim, because we can have a wee word with you later as well.